Tennessee's health department is hiring special investigators to keep tabs on the state's compounding pharmacies, which make small-batch custom drugs. The move is partially in response to the deadly fungal meningitis outbreak of 2012. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
The first case of fungal meningitis was discovered in Tennessee when moldy steroids were being injected into the backs of pain patients. More than 150 were sickened and 16 died in the state. The compounding pharmacy deemed responsible was in Massachusetts, but scrutiny has increased on sterile dosages made in Tennessee. Health Commissioner John Dreisner says two specialized investigators will be hired to perform inspections.
They go on the ground, not only checking facilities, but actually watching how the process is actually done to make sure it's done correctly. So it's time and labor intensive.
Dreisner says the opioid epidemic has also dominated the schedules of the state's other pharmacy investigators, which is why he wants dedicated compounding specialists. There are new rules to enforce. As of 2014, compounding pharmacies in Tennessee are now required to disclose what drugs they're mixing and maintain records of the patients they were shipped to. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.